I'm in Donegal for 2 days on the invitation of two groups, the fishermen in the Killybegs Association and some of the residents affected by mica. I know in Killybegs, you know, there's ongoing anxiety about the quota situation and the activities of offshore waters there. So today we'll be speaking about the need for a full quota review and indeed setting targets for new fishing grounds. That's certainly my attitude towards the difficulties, the really, really serious difficulties being faced by the fishermen and fisherwomen in those areas. We also think the Irish inshore sector must have quotas protected, and I'll be reinforcing my view after speaking to the fishermen today and trying to assist them as they deal with very difficult trading conditions. Last night I had an opportunity to meet with a number of families affected by the mica situation. It is deeply distressing, and to be frank about it, I'm not sure what I could do in the European Parliament or anybody else. I know there's been a report carried out by MEPs, but at the end of the day, it is suggesting action by the Irish government. I'm going to conduct my own review of the planning laws at Ireland and EU level to see if there's any additional angle and force or support we can bring to help these people.
And speaking about the fishing, you are speaking to fishermen today to learn more about it. Do you think, does that same knowledge, is it translating over to Europe? Because Northwest Donegal, or Northwest Ireland, I should say, in particular, seem to be suffering at the hands of other European countries getting more quotas.
I've spoken to representatives of the fishing industry on two occasions in the last 2 days, and they talked to me about a void when it comes to representation, both at the Dáil level and at European level. They feel that they're not being listened to. They feel they don't have the same lobby group support that other sectors of the Irish economy have. And I've said to them, you know, I'm involved in Independent Ireland with the Independent TD, Michael Fitzmaurice, who's also shown support for the fishing industry. He speaks up for farming on a regular basis. He's known as a lone voice in many parts of the debate on the Dáil. And I see myself as a spokesperson going forward for the fishing industry as well. We have to be realistic about what's going on. We know what happened last year, at the end of last year, with quotas. But as I say, we are fully committed to a full quota review as soon as the next government comes into place here. And I believe Michael Fitzmaurice will be in that government. And it's up to the people of Donegal to have representation from the same party at Europe level, if they wish, by voting for me on the 7th of June.
And will you feel that progress can be made in Europe before the general elections next year?
I believe the general election may well be this year. I think the events in the last number of weeks have shown the government is moving on a number of fronts to favour support, both at home and in the European Parliament election, on things like migration and other sectors. Huge movement in the last number of weeks. So I'm preparing for a general election before the end of this year. I think hopefully I'll be in the European Parliament in a position to support Michael Fitzmaurice and others. And as I said, their commitment is that as soon as government changes, they will initiate a full quota review and set targets for the new fishing grounds. And that's a commitment that was made by Michael Collins, the Cork TD, who has campaigned for the fishing sector for many, many years. And that's something I'm prepared to follow up on as well.